Thank you, Michael, for the introduction. I have too much to say, but I will put them into 15 minutes. And my topic is lincomycin sorption by smectite clays. First of all, I want to thank my co-workers, Cui-Ping Wang, and my advisors, Brian Tempen, Stephen Boyd, and Hui Li. Recently, the term of emerging contaminants has been put on the highlights by the public and the environmental chemists. It has been paid more and more attention because this group of chemicals and microbial substances are historically not considered as pollutants, but more and more research has found that they are frequently detected in the environment. In the meantime, very little is known about their potential environmental hazards. So it is a challenge for environmental scientists to look into their environmental behavior. Pharmaceuticals and personal care products, referred as PPCPs, is one category of the emerging contaminants. PPCPs can be released into the environment through sewage sludge effluent and the surface runoffs. And here on the left side, we listed some of the PPCPs. I'm pretty sure you can find one or two in your house. For example, the antiseptics, a lot of homes use that to clean the kitchen and the bathrooms. And sunscreen agents, some people use that for the outdoor activities. And psychiatric drugs, some PhD students may need that. And antibiotics is an important category of the PPCPs. And the target compound, lincomycin, in our research, is one of the antibiotics. It has a pKa of 7.6, so it's an organic base. And the molecular weight is around 460. And on the figure here, it shows the speciation distribution of lincomycin. Under different pH value, it has a neutral and cationic species. And the research has found that lincomycin are persistent in the environment. In 2002, ESNT paper, Dr. Copin reported that 19% of the water samples were detected with lincomycin. Also, in Italy and Canada, almost all water samples, all river water samples are detected with lincomycin. Since lincomycin are presented in the water system, it is reasonable to think that lincomycin can have interaction with sediment and soil components, such as clay minerals and organic matters. So our objective was to understand the sorption mechanism for the lincomycin. And to achieve this goal, we look into the effects of pH value and the clay hydration status. The clay hydration status here refers to the content of the water in between the clay interlayers. Here's some results. On the left-hand side is the sorption isotherm for lincomycin. The clay we used, the Wyoming montmorillonite saturated with calcium. The pH value ranges from 3.2 to 8.7, and the concentration is between 0 to 850 microgram per liter. As we can see, all sorption isotherms are linear within this concentration range. And in general, with lower concentration, lower pH value, the sorption will be much higher. And an interesting phenomenon is that the sorption was separated into two trends. When the pH value is higher than pKa 7.6, it will stay in the upside. But when it is higher than pKa, the sorption will be much lower. So why does this happen? Let's look into the right-hand side. The blue trend line is the cationic speciation distribution. And the red data point is the sorption coefficient. It is calculated by the slope of each sorption isotherm. So as we can see here, although a slight pH change from 6.9 to 7.5, there is a dramatic decrease for the cationic species from 80% to 20%. So this reduce of cationic species is responsible for the reduction of the sorption. This is a strong evidence that cation exchange is the mechanism for the sorption. Also, we look into the ionic strength effects. We have done experiment on the different calcium background, that is 0 to 0.05. We can see a large reduction in the sorption. The reason why the 0.01 mole is similar to 0.05 mole of calcium, that is because even at 0.1 mole of calcium, that's still like 5,000 times higher concentration than lincomycin. So this competition makes the sorption was suppressed. This is the second evidence for the cation exchange mechanism. Interesting result come out when we look into sorption on different Wyoming montmorillonite. We use the cesium, potassium, and calcium to saturate these clays. And the cesium clay has the highest sorption, while the calcium is the lowest one for the Wyoming montmorillonite. It is interesting because for the cation exchange mechanism, usually cesium compared to potassium where it has lower sorption, it is reluctant to leave the clay interlayer. However, here shows different results. I think we think the main reason is the hydration. Because cesium has the least has the lowest hydration energy, which means it was least hydrated in the interlayer, and the calcium will be most hydrated. And lincomycin as an organic compound will be likely to get into the more hydrophobic area in the interlayer. So in that way, cesium clay has the highest sorption. Also for the Arizona montmorillonite, we observed the same trend here. The potassium is higher than the calcium. Since we didn't get good results from replicates for the cesium Arizona montmorillonite, so the result is not showing here. And to further look into the hydration status, we do some experiment for saponite and several other clays and soils. We can see the saponite has the highest sorption, and Wyoming montmorillonite is lower than that. The reason for the difference between these two is that for the saponite, the isomorphic substitution mostly occurs in the tetrahedral sheet. So the negative charge will be distributed on the fewer oxygen on the tetrahedral sheet. Compared to Wyoming montmorillonite, the negative charge will widely spread on the tetrahedral sheet. So in that way, the higher negative charge density on saponite will induce the inner sphere complex between calcium and the surface. So hence, this will reduce the hydration of the calcium in the interlayer. In that way, the saponite interlayer has is less hydrated than the Wyoming clay. So it explained why the saponite has the highest concentration, high sorption here. For the Arizona montmorillonite, it has the highest cation exchange capacity. So that means it will has the highest hydrated cation in the interlayer. Also, it will be like very close distance between each layer. So this environment makes the lincomycin is difficult to get into the interlayer. I want to put one word on the muck soil here, since we diminished all the minerals in the muck soil, so it's all organic matter. The low sorption here shows that organic matter plays a secondary role in the lincomycin sorption. At last, we use X-ray diffraction pattern to look into the sorption. The potassium on the left hand is a potassium Wyoming clay, and the right one is a calcium. And as we can see, sorption increase, there's a peak shift for the X-ray X-ray pattern. And that means, that's the basal spacing change from 12.7 angstrom to 16.7 angstrom, 14.7 angstrom, sorry. And that means the intercalation of lincomycin into the clay interlayers. And at the 120 milligram per gram of loading, we can see the pattern for the potassium clay becomes sharp and symmetrical. That means lincomycin get into the potassium clay is randomly and interstratified with clay interlayer. However, for the calcium clay, the intensity of this peak decreased a lot. That means since lincomycin is a monovalent charge and calcium is divalent charge, so this cation exchange will disrupt the parallel structure of the Wyoming montmorillonite clay. So as a result, the intensity will decrease. Interesting results come from the highest sorption. The peak become much broader. That is, according to the calculation, at this sorption, all the surface area of the clay were covered by the lincomycin. However, only 50% of the cation exchange sites was replaced by the lincomycin. So that means some of the lincomycin getting to the interlayer were not stratified. They have some angle in this interlayer and makes this peak very broad here. And this result showing that the surface area is a limit factor for the lincomycin sorption, not the cation exchange sites. So comes to the conclusion, cation exchange is a primary mechanism responsible for the lincomycin sorption, and the hydration status for the interlayer is a major factor influencing this sorption process. At last, I want to appreciate the support from USDA and the Pfizer Pharmaceutical Company and MSU Center for Water Sciences. Thank you.
Time for one question. Yes.
From your pH study, I noticed that a lot of pH decreased. Oh yes. There's data here is a much lower sorption than this one. This pH is 3.2. At this pH, there will be some edge of the clay will be dissolved, so where we released some aluminum into the solution. So the competition of the aluminum and also competition of the proton makes this sorption lower than pH value here. That's the main reason for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.